The reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything, his name first meaning righteous king, and he is also the king of Salem, that is, the king of peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so, not by the law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The scepter of your power, the Lord will stretch forth from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord has sworn he will not repent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him and put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, the first reading talks about Melchizedek and Abraham, and that's the first panel over there is Melchizedek and Abraham. But when we focus on the reading, the gospel today, it gives us two different types of people to become. The first is the accuser. Satan's the accuser. But notice it's the accusers who were looking for something to trip him up. He wanted to do good and do healing. They wanted to convict him of breaking a religious law. And so we can be the same type of people. The religious law says this. Doesn't matter what good comes out of it. Let me see you break something so I can accuse you. And then I feel righteous and I feel good. And notice, we do this in God's name. We do that to defend God. Because God gave us the rule, we got to defend him. And so it's a righteous thing when we accuse others. But then you get Jesus who wants to heal others. Now, we got to make that type of decision. Am I going to accuse others or am I going to heal others? Now, again, it's easy to say, well, of course I'm going to heal others. But, you know, this morning as I was praying about this, I was on my stuff. There's a priest who I've known forever, and he's every day he puts stuff on about whatever. He likes to work out, and every day there's a different picture of him working out. And I was going to say, "Listen, what are you doing?" And then the Lord says, "Are you going to accuse or are you going to heal?" I go, "Shut up." But that's the reality that all of us, the first thing we want to do is accuse instead of heal. That's not what Jesus did. He healed instead of accused. May we be like Jesus. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen.